They had one in my family.
I got another one.
Ed, what a...
Come on, motel.
Yeah, it's incredible. That is incredible. You what? You broke the wall.
Go ahead. Mr. Chairman, at this time we'll shift to Granberry. And the first presentation that we have is the Overstreet Realty Group. Lee Overstreet and Mike Cagle, I believe, will present this briefing. There's a corner if you need it. Right?
Thank you, Kent. Thank the board for having the opportunity to give this presentation. I am Lee Overstreet from Granberry, and I represent Durham Overstreet as our family interest. And Mike Cagle is, but also he is a broker and developer from Dallas who has bought a portion of our property. Next slide, please. Our property is located right in here. We've sold off a portion of it here in the rear. This is Walmart Supercenter, Home Depot. And this is a property that Mike Cagle, who will present part of this in a little bit, is developing now. We still have about 2,100 feet of lake frontage. Here is downtown Granberry, courthouse being right down here. Quite a bit of commercial developed all up down 377 bypass. Next slide, please. This outlines our property. A portion right in here. As far as being developed currently, but here's the lake frontage that we would like to eventually develop. We do have issues right in here with a flowage easement. We've got permission to from FEMA to fill this down 100-year floodplain, but we're working on some clarifications on this, and hopefully we can have that approved where we can go ahead and develop this part of it. Next slide, please. Long-range objectives. We'd like to develop the shoreline and the interior tracts with coves and canals. And right now, though, there is the moratorium, but we would like to be the poster child for however you would like coves and canals to be developed in Granberry. And I'll get a little bit more of that later. But primarily, we're in a commercial area. We have extensive highway frontage plus lake frontage, so it's just an opportune place in Granberry, probably the best development piece of property that's in Granberry from a commercial standpoint. So, kind of lake into the development. But there's quite a bit of retail, could be office space. We'd love to see a hotel down on the lakefront at some point in the future. Great opportunity for restaurants on the lakefront also. And then some of the interior property or possibly even some of the backside of it to be some sort of higher density, maybe some zero lot line or some multifamily. Next slide, please. This is a master plan of the property. It doesn't show the whole property, but here is the existing Home Depot. This portion right here is being developed right now by Mike Cagle. This is the second phase. This portion here is future development. You see where we have a cut coming up here. We have some other plans in the past that show quite a bit of waterways and coves coming up, but that's something I know will have to be discussed at a later time. But we do need quite a bit of fill in here, and so cutting coves and canals would help us greatly in not having to bring all the fill from offsite. Next slide, please. Short-term objectives, in which this is in the process of being developed now, I'd like to turn over to Mike Cagle to tell you about his development on our property.
Thanks, Lee. Hi, I'm Mike Cagle. I'm the developer of the Shops at Granberry project. As initially planned, the project was to be 145,000 square foot shopping center. We had Bell's, Staples, PetSmart, Hastings, Pier 1, Old Navy, who were tenants in the project. Until we get, as Lee brought up, clarification on the flood easement, our lender would only agree to do a portion of the project. So phase one is going to be approximately 72,000 square feet. We have bells and staples anchoring that, and then we have probably 21,000 square feet of inline space that will be on both wings. We have two restaurants. This is just a picture showing, looking to the east, the project will be just down here below Home Depot, as he showed, in this area here. And then the next slide, this is phase one. We have two restaurants out in front, and it shows the Bells and the Staples buildings. Phase two will be in this area here. We'll have a multi-tenant Omni building along 377. Three or four junior anchors here, and probably a couple of restaurants, and then this will be an opening going through to the back of the property where Lee's development will be. Project is very high quality. It's we're using architectural elements from the city, Granberry stone, the tile roof that the courthouse has, and the brick and. Project should be finished. First phase, we're looking probably in the next 60 days. Tenants will be opening in September, and then we're hopeful that we'll be able to start phase two soon thereafter. Phase one will probably bring about 100 jobs to the economy and the market there, and I would think a similar number in phase two. We had some pictures. This is shows construction. We just have all the walls tilted up. The building for Bells, the ceiling has been decked already. They're decking the staples. And then this is just the inline space we'll have for small town flower shops, you know, restaurants, things like that. Next slide. This is Spring Creek Barbecue, one of the restaurants that we have along the front there. And then once they finish that project, they'll build their second retail building on the along 377, which will be in there, some restaurant. They have two concepts that they do. Next slide. And again, this is looking towards the east. Building's going up right there. Thank you.
And also the second phase for Max Public. Right along this side right here, but this area right down here, all the shoreline, which we already have a concrete retaining wall installed all along the lakefront, and right back in this area here is where we would eventually like to cut a large cove or something into the property. next slide, please. There's demand for quality upscale development on Lake Greenway. This is a primary, which we still have the historic courthouse, which is very attractive and whatnot, but as far as a tax base and commercial residential area, this is the fastest growing area in the county. Here's the remaining property we have. Just you can see the retaining wall here. We've got 48 plus acres, with Matt Cable having an option on 5 acres of that, but none of it fits in the 21. Next slide, please. One thing on the potential, which I grew up there in Granberry, been on the lake ever since it was developed, and one of the problems there with contamination and whatnot in the lake, and I've been on, I think, every study in the last 15 years that there's been on Lake Granberry. I think quality development can be done, but one way I didn't put down here is kind of a given that I think it must be on centralized sewer. I don't know if there's too many septic tanks or septic systems around the lake. I think a standard could be developed for minimum width steps, lengths of the boundary post. Design criteria that allow for moving water either naturally or mechanically, which I think you can take into account prevailing winds or have it open to the main part of the lake where water will circulate, and if not, maybe have something, a pumping system where it will mechanically move that water. And if you want to have some aeration in some of the coves and have something back at the back of it that would spray, aerate that water. So I think there's some things that you could do where it would just become an extra part of the lake and still have a depth and surface area where it would still turn over and act as the lake does. Next slide, please. No paving, because this isn't a Well, that's a heavy traffic area because right around the Central Business District, there's quite a bit of activity and development around that area, which is quite a bit of highway traffic too. But I think it's an opportunity to capitalize on the boat traffic. Because what we would like to do in our development of the shoreline is have some day docks where boats could pull in and, you know, do some light shopping or maybe look to a restaurant. But again, I think it's just controlling that traffic, enforcement of the laws that are in the books now, but like, and that would be the possibility. I'm not committing the city to anything, but maybe the possibility of the city partnering with Bradshaw Authority and policing that part of the lake that's maybe around that high traffic area in the city. In primarily, my mother's been on the lake since 1972, and we got there quite a bit, and for the most part, the heavy boat traffic is on the summer holidays. There's some next slide, please. And that's it. Did I have any questions?
Jennifer, if you would you bring up the Granberry slide just about the point to his area and practice the
I can't see. Can the director, can you see?
I can't see.
Thank you.
That's right, Ken. I guess that means that's not good. Thank you very much.
It's important for them to know that anybody has to discuss this. Thank you.